And that was called The Bamboos, featuring UC Davis's Finest. That would be Lyrics Born, formerly of Lyterix. He was a DJ there at KDVS, which is a really cool college station. Over here to my left is Josh Moland. Hey, Josh Moland.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
It's a pleasure to see you again. I guess we've worked next door to each other for quite some time.
Yeah, we have.
Small world. Now, you are... Where do you live?
In Arcata.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. For some reason, I thought Blue Lake, but whatever.
Nope.
But you live in Humboldt.
Oh, yeah.
Should we say hi to Reddit?
Yeah. What's up, Reddit?
What's up, Reddit? How you doing? Upvote. So, U/Moland, M-O-H-L-A-N-D. You are behind Dogecoin.
It's pronounced Doge, but yeah.
Doge?
Doge.
Go to hell. We're off to a bad start. Is it really pronounced Doge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to lose that battle. Nobody's gonna. It's like Teva and Teva.
It's gonna be the next big war. We're gonna have the pronunciation wars.
Okay.
Be doggy, Doge, Doji. Yeah.
Okay. You look Jif. So let's just put that aside and agree to disagree on the pronunciation of the thing that you are a mastermind behind. And let's start by sort of outlining cryptocurrency. You get asked this question all the time. I'm sure you have your sort of Twitter length response ready to go. What is cryptocurrency?
It's magical internet money.
Perfect. That's exactly what it is. What is actual money?
Actual money is dollar bills.
Okay.
And pieces of paper. And if you have a bank account, usually ones and zeros.
Okay. Ones and zeros. And that's where Doge... This is going to be terrible. I'm sorry, man. Okay. Can I just call it Dogecoin?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, thanks. Like, I'll tell you what. Is Genghis Khan?
Oh, yeah.
The more you know. Okay, so it's magical internet money. Bitcoin and then Litecoin and now Dogecoin, which is, as I understand it, the third most sort of in terms of currency volume. It's like number three right now.
Yeah,
in cryptocurrency?
Hovering around the number three, yeah.
Okay. So how much money is transferred back and forth, you know, over the course of a day in magical internet money? Not Dogecoin, but just magical internet money.
Millions of dollars. Millions. Probably tens of millions,
yeah.
If not more.
So people who are just hearing this are like, wait, hold on. There's magical internet money? What is that? There are legitimate sort of long view people behind this. Mark Andreessen, founder of Netscape, was on Freakonomics saying, like, I'm in this for the long haul. Like, this will be how money works in the future. Why?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned Mark Andreessen. He was at the keynote speaker at a conference I was at last month. He describes the digital currencies right now as being kind of the early days of the internet. People that are using them now are kind of the early adopters. But the nice thing about them is they completely destroy traditional payment methods like credit cards because the fees are so low.
The fees on it, cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, when Bitcoin was starting to launch back when it was in like, I think the well, actually not really. I was late to that party, but it was in the 200s.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I should get some of that. And this is 8 months ago. And then I went to Mt. Gox and I went all the way through that process to establish an account. And I stopped when it said, we need your driver's license. And I'm like, I'm going to send my driver's license info to China. I'm not that interested in this.
Yep.
How do these exchanges work?
Now, I mean, 8 months ago, it was actually really difficult to buy Bitcoin. Nowadays, it's really easy. Coinbase down in San Francisco is probably the easiest way to do it. It's basically you give them your bank information, and I think you can actually buy up to $100 of Bitcoin just right there and then. So right now you could like go there and buy some Bitcoin.
And why should I trust that these people that I'm handing $100 over to won't fold up the way, you know, like you'll hear these from time to time. Oh, so-and-so disappeared with like 3 million in Bitcoin.
Right.
How do you know?
Coinbase is actually a very large company. I think they've had $30 million invested in. Mark Andreessen is an investor. I know a lot of the investors. And they're a cool company. I met most of them, actually.
Uh-huh.
So the failure of an exchange or something like that, we're not seeing that too much anymore. We're seeing a lot of more legitimate regulated businesses entering the space.
Now, your background is in the internet, and you are not an economist.
No, definitely not.
Right. So this is the thing, is you see this theme over and over where economists are very skeptical. Some are, others
yeah.
not. But it seems like the divide is between people who work in sort of old school economics and then these anarcho-techno-solutionist types.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because the one thing about Bitcoin is it's both, you know, a speculative platform where people are putting money into it, but it's also a technology. So you have both sides of people involved. The economics behind it are very interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about that in a sec. But do you ever find it interesting that when people ask about cryptocurrency, and I'm sure you get a lot of this, they say, like, so it's just like faith? Like, I don't even know how it works. I don't know how these Bitcoin miners work. I don't know anything about the mechanics of it. But then you realize, like, I don't know anything about the mechanics of the dollar
either. Right. I don't understand how the Fed works, but I can still spend my money. Yeah.
So from an economic standpoint, we had a listener point out that cryptocurrency, I had said wrongly that it's based on faith. He said, no, it's based more on legitimation. If people feel like a Dogecoin is a real thing of value,
right,
then it will get moved around in transaction form.
Yeah, and actually that's one of the reasons we've seen the success of Dogecoin is it's actually being used.
You mean Dogecoin?
No, it's Doge.
We'll get back to that. If you're just tuning in, you'll realize I'm not an economist, and Josh Moland is not an economist either. But the Dogecoin and the Bitcoin thing, the number one question you get asked, you said, is what is this?
Yes.
And you say magical internet money. What is the number two question you get asked?
What is this thing you're doing?
What's this thing you're doing?
So I've got a product called Doge TipBot. And what it does is it lets you throw change at people on the internet. And when I say change, I mean our average transaction size is 2.7 cents.
Yeah.
On that note, we'd thrown over $100,000 in Dogecoin in the last 4 months online.
Yeah. Oh, so let's talk about that. And by the way, I guess I have to disclose that I have Dogecoin. I have, I don't know, you tipped me.
I think
me.
I tipped you some, yeah.
You did. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm in the game now. And I'm sure it's like 7 cents or something.
Probably is, yeah.
Okay. What do I do with that?
You can do a lot of things with it. You can throw it at people on the internet, which is the most popular thing to do. There's a bunch of vendors now that are actually taking Dogecoin as payment. And one of them
Prove it.
You can go to, I think it's egifter.com, and you can buy like an Amazon gift card for Dogecoin.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you have turned this Dogecoin into a really charitable thing, and let's localize for a second here.
Yeah.
The mega tragic HSU bus crash. And I read your post on Reddit about how this hit you, and it hit everybody in the community, even though very few of us knew those people. It was just a punch to the heart.
Right.
You used magical internet money to raise how much for the families?
A little over $7,200. So, yeah, a little over $7,000.
So $7,000.
In 24 hours.
In 24 hours. And that's mainly from the Reddit community?
I was 100% from Reddit.
Shout out to Reddit. You yourself actually went in for a substantial – like you put your money right where your mouth is, it seems.
Yeah. I think I put in like 800 or 1,000 or something like that. There's 2-point-something million Dogecoins.
Okay. So the problem people say with Bitcoin is that it is treated like an asset like gold. You're not going to go down and buy a burger with gold. You could, but you're not going to because, you know, appreciating assets and what have you.
Right.
Dogecoin is way on the other end of that.
Yeah. It's the best way we can describe it is if you look at Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, you compare it to gold, silver, and then cash. So Dogecoin's being used.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Let me put a pin on that. Dogecoin is being used. So the reason it's called Dogecoin is it's based on the dog, the meme of the year last year.
It started as a joke.
It looks totally like a joke. So serious people with serious degrees in economics would say, why should I take this seriously? It's based on an image macro.
Yeah, and that's how it was in the beginning. I mean, one of the first question I had on my frequently asked questions post was, is this real? But it is.
Yeah. So do you feel like in 25 years from now, you will look back at that and go, well, maybe if I'd played that hand differently, I would have.
I don't think so. I mean, we've done a lot of charitable events. You know, we've raised so much money, and it's been a wild ride. We're having fun doing it. I mean, our Reddit community, our Dogecoin, has been described as the friendliest place on the internet.
It totally is. Now, that's another thing about the – and I lurk there on the Dogecoin forum on the like U slash whatever R slash Dogecoin.
Yep.
And it looks like the Bitcoin people are angry coders, and the Dogecoin people are like, we're having balloons.
Pretty much, yeah. That accurately describes us.
So what you're saying is that basically by being fun loving, you can attract people to the field of economics or cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it surprisingly works.
Is money supposed to be fun?
I think so. I mean, why not?
Let's think about that. When you look at who's on our dollars, right?
We've got
white landowner presidents.
Yeah, we've got old white people.
We've got old white people on the dollar, and people gripe about that. We've got In God We Trust on the dollar. People can gripe about that. Like, you've got a dog.
Yeah, we've got a cute little Shiba Inu.
When I think about what I would like on my money, honestly, I'd rather have a dog.
I know.
I just realized that. I'd rather have cute things on my money.
Yeah, it's a very cute logo. I actually met the artist that did that down in San Francisco. Yeah. The actual logo for the Dogecoin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she made it. Her name's Christine. Shout outs to her.
And that's like a Japanese – it's not just a Japanese breed of dog, but it's an actual dog from Japan that spurred the whole macro rage.
Yeah.
So, dude, if I had a bunch of cryptocurrencies, say Dogecoin or Bitcoin or whatever, what could I buy in Humboldt?
You know, I know of a guy, I think, in Arcata. He had just opened a body shop and wants to start accepting Dogecoin. He reached out to me on Reddit, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the Reddit community, let's talk about that for a second, too. Like, Reddit is, I think, on you know, that list. Who measures this stuff, the ratings of the internet?
Oh,
Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa rank. I think it's in the 50s right now.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, it's on par with CNN.com
right. And
like HuffPo and these sorts of things. Sorry, I'm going to slap myself for a second for saying HuffPo. Can I get a witness? That was a real slap.
Yeah, that was a real one.
All right. By the way, I'm going to take a picture of you, Josh Mullen, because
sure. You
are so casual. You're like leaning back in the chair and guys can see this. I'll put this on Twitter. I guess the question is, like, what do you see this doing in 5 years?
It's really hard to tell. I mean, if you had asked me 6 months ago if I had, you know, 56,000 users and I was running a tipping service on the internet, I probably would have told you were crazy. So, yeah, we're not, you know, this is kind of the early days of digital currency, the early days of payment mechanisms. And I think we're building kind of a platform and an infrastructure for what's going to happen next.
Now, you make your living doing this. Like, you were doing IT professionally, and you, like, the musician whose career has accelerated past day job phase.
Yeah, yeah. We just launched a company. We're Wow Such Business Incorporated.
I can't believe that. That is, like, how do you handle the torrent of skepticism that must come your way on the daily?
Usually through facts. I just show them the statistics. The statistics don't lie.
Well, give us some statistics. Like, why do you think that the dollar is a doomed thing?
I don't think it's doomed. I mean, we're still going to be using the dollar. But, I mean, the payment mechanisms. We had another charitable fundraiser that we did. We wanted to build – a user of ours reached out to us and was like, hey – I'm having trouble, you know, trying to raise money for this because her English wasn't too good. This is out in the Philippines. So she reached out and I was like, okay, you know, I'll help you guys out. All they needed was $800. So in 3 hours, we managed to raise $3,500 for them.
That is a legit thing.
Yeah. And what's cool about that is, you know, usually if you're doing an international wire transfer or something like that, it's going to cost you so much money. We managed to do it all through Bitcoin. So we converted the Dogecoin over to Bitcoin. And then there's a payment processor in the Philippines that actually will deposit, you know, I think they're pesos over there, but deposit the pesos right into someone's bank account. So we were able to send it over internationally with like a 0.01% fee.
Okay. This is all like you can under. I mean, I'm just sitting here with a blank face. Like, I don't. This is so new and so weird.
It's crazy.
It is exactly.
Yeah. That.
So how do – Bitcoin has been criticized because there's a limit on the amount of Bitcoin that can go into the world.
Right.
You know, at some, like they have these mining – that alone is so weird that you're doing virtual gold panning for Bitcoin with massive computer arrays.
Yeah, I do that too.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. My mind's script though. So.
How's that going for you?
Pretty good. Right now with the weather, my house is really hot.
Does that slow your machine down?
No, it just means I got to open the windows and run more fans.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they think I'm up to other things up there.
That's true. Well, your windows are open, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much have you mined?
On the Dogecoin side, I've mined probably like 20 million, 30 million.
What's that worth in dollars?
Man, I paid for all my equipment. It's, maybe 7,000, 8,000 bucks.
Okay. So you're at the break even point.
Oh yeah.
When you talk about mining, Bitcoin and I believe Dogecoin as well, work on this algorithm where like X amount, like basically you teach your computer to solve math problems.
Right.
Whoever solves it first gets that money.
They get a reward.
Chase that paper. You're making it rain over there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of an incentive. It works on greed, basically.
Well, who doesn't have that?
Exactly.
So Bitcoin is capped. Is Dogecoin capped?
Dogecoin is uncapped, actually. It's it was one of the first inflationary ones. So it's not going to be, we're not going to run out of coins.
So what does that mean?
We're not sure yet.
Great.
We're trying to figure that out. It's going to be very interesting.
For a dude whose entire income is reliant on magical internet money, you could not be happier.
Yeah, yeah. This is very exciting stuff. It's fun to play with.
Are you going to be do I have to be nice to you? Are you going to be a billionaire in 2 years?
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, I'd be nice to you anyway. You seem good for it.
Yeah, we'll create some jobs. Yeah, that'd be cool.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Josh Moland. He and through the power of Reddit.com and just worldwide charitable people, he is in part behind this fake internet money, magical internet money. I'm sorry. Don't take that the wrong way.
That's okay.
Which has actually done a lot of good. For instance, raised $7,000 for the HSU bus crash. Done this thing in the Philippines. Also, you are working on a NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. We got the NASCAR thing this weekend.
How much does that cost and what is happening on NASCAR this weekend?
Yeah. So we sponsored a race car.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's so cool. You can go – I think if NASCAR actually tweeted out a picture of the car. But, yeah, it's Josh Weiss, number 98. We've got a full wrap of a NASCAR car.
With the
Doge logo on the hood.
So are there other logos on this NASCAR?
Yeah. He's got other sponsors as well. But yeah.
You've got the pretty dog from the internet is going to be on the cover of a NASCAR.
Yes.
There is some cognitive dissonance going on there. Like, they're going to be looking at it like, what the hell is happening on that guy's car?
Well, we sent the Jamaican bobsled team to the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. You guys raised $30,000 for the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for the team.
No. But that was the first one we actually did. And it was so spontaneous because we were currency. Everyone was treating us like a joke and like didn't think it was real. So we're like, okay, let's sponsor the Jamaican bobsled team.
And by the way, there's a link to that over at khum.com right now. You can get all the backstory. And if you're in disbelief, I'm with you. I really am. I don't know how to deal with your world. I can't process it because I was raised on dollars.
Yeah, it's cool. If you pop into our Dogecoin, we're really friendly and it's kind of easy to get involved.
You guys are way cooler than Bitcoin people. I will tell you that.
Those guys, we've been told that quite a bit.
Joyless anger machines.
Yep. They're probably going to yell at us now.
That's fine. They might be right, though. I mean, when you look at the volume that Bitcoin is doing, like they have the weight of the world on their side, much more so than Litecoin or Dogecoin. What's behind you guys, by the way? Are there more? I know the guy from Business Insider started his own currency.
Yeah, yeah. We actually, what's funny is in 3 months, we ended up tipping out more in Dogecoins and U.S. dollar value than Bitcoin did in a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But through tipping out.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, you guys want this to be used.
Yeah, no, that's the entire point of money. I mean, that's the only thing that really gives it value is people accept it.
And people seem to be doing that. What is the status right now? Like, what is the growth curve of Dogecoin over the last year in terms of just transactions and volume?
It's been out 4 months.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's gone up. It's kind of followed the price of Bitcoin. But most of the time, we don't really pay much attention to the price of it. We just kind of throw it around and get more people to use it.
Do you care?
Yeah, of course I care. I've got a bunch of them.
Oh, my God. By the way, the K-Hum listenership just jumped like 25%.
Oh, sweet.
On the stream.
We got the bump.
Yeah. You got the Reddit bump right there. Look at that.
Hi, Reddit.
Hey, Reddit. our /Moland. How's your karma, by the way?
Oh, man, it's gotten quite a bit bigger.
All right, so if a person listening wanted to get into the sandbox here and just play around with a very tiny amount of money, you say Coinbase?
Coinbase is, yeah, you can acquire some there. If you go to our Dogecoin, though, we'll tip you. Like, seriously, just post.
If you just go to reddit.com/Dogecoin, somebody will say, like, here, have fake internet money.
Yeah, yeah.
Magical internet money.
Magical internet money.
And like I have.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know how it works. I don't know how to send it back to somebody. I would gladly give my 7 cents to the HSU bus families.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how.
You have to go over to our Doge. You got to stop lurking. You got to post over there.
Tell me. I don't want to read things. Just explain it to me.
So you can tip it. All you need to do is just plus you Doge tip bot and then whoever you want to send it to and then hit enter. I mean, it's all done through Reddit.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Super easy.
Wow. Wait, can this grow past Reddit?
Like, yeah, that's what we're working on now, actually.
Where are you going to take it next?
Twitch is going to be our next big target.
What is that?
Twitch is an online gaming thing. It's where it's the largest online streaming video service in the world.
You suck. More stuff I have to learn. Okay, so Twitch. I'm not much of a gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
that's
right.
Why. Yeah.
That's how you sell in these R90s or whatever.
Well, yeah, the Twitch edition everyone wants. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, you know, Twitter, we've got requests for that.
So ideally, if I'm playing, you know, Call of Duty or whatever, and somebody just makes an awesome save, then I can be like, hey, have some magical internet money.
That would be awesome.
Is that the plan?
No, the plan on the Twitch side is, like, if you're watching someone play a video game, which people surprisingly do quite a bit.
Sure.
You can tip them. You'd be like, oh, that was a cool shot.
Nice move.
Yeah.
And then on Twitter, instead of favoriting something on Twitter or retweeting it, you'd be like, you know, I'm going to take it to the next level.
Yep.
Then you could give them magical internet money.
Yeah. We're also trying to bring it into the real world, too. So we've got a couple tricks up our sleeve we're going to be playing with.
Why? Have you seen the real world? It's not in good shape.
I know. It needs more silliness.
Yeah.
We're helping to promote absurdity.
How are you going to bring it into the real world?
Physical kind of gift card-y things.
Like, you could go to Target and then, like, as an impulse buy, you could give your aunt magical internet money?
If Target has started accepting Dogecoin, I think that would be hilarious.
Wouldn't it be? Now, Bitcoin, by the way, is actually doing – I mean, it's down this month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's volatile, and that's obviously a problem. But, I mean, you can buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah, you can buy all sorts of things.
You can buy Virgin Airlines is accepting.
Oh, you can go to space.
Oh, that's right.
Virgin Galactic.
We're going to talk about space before we wrap this up here, which has got to be in a minute or so. a figurative minute.
Yeah.
So, you can buy all these things with Bitcoin, and that seems to be going well. Is Overstock.com?
Overstock.com, yeah. Actually, it was funny when they announced it. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to bring it live in June. And then in January, they're like, oh, yeah, it's live.
Wow. And I understand Overstock picked it up because their margins are super low.
Yeah. And their CEO wanted it. Like, he's a big proponent of it.
Mainly because he can make hell of money from it.
He probably has.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when they first did it, it was a couple of days, and they did like $1 million in sales with Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's huge.
So let's end on this then. Speaking of the moon.
Yeah.
You guys have raised charity and sent money to the Philippines. Have helped the HSU bus. You say – how do I know that money's in the bank, by the way? Did you go up into HSU and talk to those guys?
I did, actually. I'm trying to get HSU to take Bitcoin and Dogecoin.
Really?
Yeah. It's difficult, but –
Yeah. You have to go through this entire spiel. Like, I'm sitting here and we have time, but like, if you're – at the front of a line and you're trying to pitch this to somebody.
Yeah. Well, I used to work for HSU, so I know most of the folks there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What'd
I worked in ITS.
Who'd
worked,
you work with?
The help desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right on. The help desk is all right.
Yeah, we help people.
That's also true. I had to go there many times. Okay, so you've done the bus crash. You've done the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yep.
The Philippines. What else?
Charity Water. We raised like $50,000 or $40,000 for building wells in Africa.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. That was actually Eric Nakagawa, the founder of Can I Has Cheeseburger. Was the one that spearheaded that.
The Can I Has Cheeseburger?
Yeah, the cat picture website.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, that's right. That's sort of the root of Dogecoin, right?
It memes,
very
yeah.
close type.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next project that Dogecoin is working on is going to the moon.
Oh, yes.
This is what I don't get about that, besides all of it, is that your currency is based on code.
Yeah.
And there is no physical manifestation of that. how are you going to send Dogecoin to the moon?
I have no idea.
Then why is everybody talking about it?
Because it's kind of a joke. It's to the moon is just kind of a rallying cry.
Okay.
The entire network. It started with Bitcoin, actually, and then Bitcoin got too serious. So Dogecoin decided to step up.
But again, you're a player in the Bitcoin world, yeah. But you do not prefer the Bitcoin.
As a monetary asset, it's easier to get Bitcoin right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, to bring it back and forth between U.S. dollars. But yeah, I prefer Dogecoin.
Because it's fun.
It's way more fun.
It is more fun. All right. Well, whether or not money should be fun is a question for the experts.
Yeah.
I'm not that, and I don't think you are either.
But are economists fun?
Economists. You know, I've met a couple of fun economists.
All right. There we go.
You get a couple of beers in them. Like, yep. They go drunk history on it, and it's actually super fascinating. But this has been really fun, Josh Mullen. You can get anybody listening to if this doesn't make sense to you, I'm with you. You go to km.com. We got some links there. And you're online. You're on Twitter. Is it twitter.com/Mullen?
Yep.
Mullen, right?
Yep.
And, you know, Redditors, you guys know how to find him. Wow, such business.
Yep.
And Dogecoin.
Cool. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. All right, we got to take a break. It's KM Radio.
The Beneficial Living Center and Garden Supplies would like to ask Humboldt's local farmers to think seriously.